Well, good morning. Good morning, Apostle Jacqueline Phelps. We are so glad that you're sharing with us today for this thankful Thursday. And I welcome you. I look forward to hearing you talk about being thankful and what we should be thankful for, especially coming up to Easter Sunday, or what we always refer to as Resurrection Sunday. So I'm going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this new day. We give you praise, honor, and glory because you and you alone are worthy. Our great God, Almighty, creator of the
Yes.
heavens and the earth, we worship you
Lord.
today. Hallelujah. We thank you and
Thank
we
you,
say, have your
Jesus.
way today. As we celebrate your goodness, your faithfulness, and what you have done for us, we are thankful. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Well, once again, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so very much for joining us as we activate Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. And it says to us, I always like to read it, different versions. Oh God, this is awesome. Amplified says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonderful acts, and devoutly praise him. This is what we're doing. This is what Thankful Thursday podcast is all about, because we need to let the people know the great God that we serve. And so once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And let me just begin by asking you, we're coming up on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. Why should the people of God be so thankful that we can celebrate his resurrection?
Well, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Queen. God bless you. And thank you again for having me on your podcast, Thankful Thursday. And truly, we are thankful and we are blessed. Just a beautiful day here. I'm in Louisiana here at our prayer cove. Amen. And I'm thankful just the fact that God woke me up this morning and to know that there's breath and life in my body to continue to do the work that he has called, what he has anointed and appointed me to do. I'm not trying to roll in nobody else's lane. I'm trying to do all that he have called and assigned my hands and the work that he have assigned my hands to. And guess what? You know what? I understand the assignment. And to
Hallelujah.
your question again, I want to say thank you again, amen, for having me on your wonderful platform and podcast show. A little bit about my ministry. I am the have been pastoring now. Actually, it's coming up on 30 years that I have been pastoring. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has been standing. And to think that just about all of my life, amen, I know, because I gave my heart to Christ at the tender age of 5 years old, and not one time have I backslidden. Not
Praise
one time have I gone back. I
God.
took
Praise
God by the hand as that
God.
little
Hallelujah.
girl, hallelujah, and I held on tight to the hand of God, and I'm still doing it at 58 years old. You do the math. Glory to God. I never thought at the age of 29 that he would call me into ministry. And back then, as a woman, you know the story. I never even focused on my gender. I felt like if God knew what I was, he knew what I was and who I was. And he fashioned me for this purpose in time. Amen. And I said yes to the Lord and got called into the ministry, amen, like a year after. Glory to God. And pastoring now, oh, almost 30 years. And I'm thankful and I am grateful that he took a little old girl out of the hood, amen, put an anointing up on her and called me, put a word down in my mouth. Glory to God, and his word down in my heart sanctified me, like the people say. Going to the sanctified church. Our church denominational was called the Baptist Church, but they had the little sanctified church. wanted to be sanctified. I tell you, I wanted to be sanctified, confidence. I wanted to be sanctified, set apart, being in the world, but not a part of the world. And surely God called me and anointed me. I'm the pastor of Wells of Salvation Christian Center, 3516 Rupert Street in Houston, Texas. And I'm also the founder and the visionary of the 120 Journey Prayer Ministry. Prayer and faith, that's my assignment in the body of Christ. I love to pray. I've always loved to pray. Prayer, I'm no novice to prayer. Glory to God. Prayer is a compass. If you ever lose your way, glory to God, let that prayer, it'll help you find your way back. Glory to God. So I burnt out. Amen. God gave me the 120 Journey Ministry, prayer ministry. And actually my church was going through some things. You know how churches go through. Glory to God. And pastors out there, y'all know what I'm saying. We go through. And I was at my wit's end, and I didn't know what to do. And I told God, I said, God, I don't know what to, I knew it wasn't for me to go back to work. And the Lord told me, Prophetess Queen, he says, I want you to give me 120 days of prayer. And I said, God, I'll pray 120 days. I don't know about your church people. I'll show up and I'll give you all that I have. 120 days. And I began to pray. I told the church, I said, y'all join me. And I was doing graphic designs, and I had just started. And I thought that little flyer was cute to me. So I just shared it. I shared it on my Facebook page back then. And every morning at 5 a.m., I would get on the call and I would pray. And people from all over would get on the call. And I would look up. I didn't know these people. They could only hear my voice and hear me. But I was fulfilling the assignment that God had given me to pray for 120 days. And I began to pray, and they joined in, and that whole 120 days, people was connected from Maryland, from Louisiana, from Mississippi, from Portland, Oregon, from California. I mean, they Atlanta, and they was getting up. And somebody is listening. But I began, I mean, I kept on praying until after the 120 days was over. One of the little ladies, she said, you can't stop. Oh, Apostle Phelps, you can't stop. And I said, well, my assignment is completed. God told me 120 days. It's completed. And they said, no, you have blessed our lives so much. God has turned things around. And went back in prayer. And I said, God, what say you? And God began to tell me, he say, it's the journey. Take them on that 120 journey. And I've been on the journey, and we've been on that same journey now for 8 years. Amen. And I think we are now in 21 shifts of praying 120 days. We're on the 21 shift. And I tell you, it is growing leaps and bounds. And even when people will say, God has called you to the nation, I never knew he would do it this way. So grateful. Glory to God, and I'm so thankful. That's what that he would choose me. Glory to God to do and to teach intercessors and to train intercessors. Glory to God. How to pray. Now, some stuff you can't teach. Glory, you got to do it. And when you start praying, we can come on some stuff. Glory to God, because everybody is not in the same grade. You understand? But as we go and as I teach them and as we pray, hallelujah, so many breakthroughs and so many. So 2022, the 120 journey, we purchased. Well, actually, we was in 24-hour prayer, like the one that you joined in with us a couple of weeks ago. We was in 24-hour prayer, and the Lord spoke a word, and he says, prayer retreat center. And I told the people, I said, I see a prayer retreat and a place. See, prophets and prophetesses and those of intercessors, we need to go to a place, into the cave like David, to steal away from the world and to get in the presence of the Lord, so that God could speak to us, to have a fresh anointing. Glory, somebody want to break in their room is stale. When you come away and you consecrate yourself, holy unto the Lord. Well, God can use you. Your anointing is fresh. You have fresh bread. You have bread for fresh water to feed the sea. Glory to God. Come in. Be my still waters.
Yes,
Lord. My God.
Yeah.
Be my still waters. And you don't need flies in the oil. Flies in the oil. Fresh aroma. Is that turned incense where comes up before God? It's a sweet savoring incense in the nostril. It's a fragrance. And when that fragrance and this aroma, hallelujah, you can tell when you spend time with God.
Yes.
You can tell when you spend time in the Word. People can tell because yours are destroyed. Yours are destroyed. Glory to God by the anointing, not just broken, but they are destroyed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chains are being broken. Chains will be broken when people come away. So God, he spoke the prayer retreat. Well, I didn't know what it was going to be. I just received the word and told them what I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying. And I was just doing some real estate stuff and, you know, going on and stumbled in this little place in Mansfield, Louisiana. Took a drove down there. I'm thinking that I'm just going to flip the little house or what have you. And when I was in here cleaning, the Lord said, he said, this is the cove, the journey cove. Cove is another word for cave, where you will come. And you will come into my presence. That's where I'm at now. I come away, glory to God, and walk on the grounds. And we acquired this place. And now on some of my Facebook pictures, you can see where we've added cabins for, you know, them to come down. And we will start coming, you know, every 3 months I have what we call the pour. Glory to God, where we have a shut-in and they got their own private cabin that once we finish building it out, they have their own private cabins where they come and the apostles praise with them, pour into them so that they can go back and do the work of the ministry. We've only not just acquired the cove, we've acquired across the street. And I laugh because when we came down here to dedicate the place the first time, we was outside on the grounds and we was under a tent. And then that was 2022. And then 2023, last year, we added three cabins and they are built out. They're being built out now. And then, matter of fact, next week, we'll be closing on until 2024. We acquired three more acres and called the Serenity House with 10 more cabins on it. Amen. And we was in prayer and God said, and I called this prayer city. And I was like, and tell me, see, he was just a little girl who surrendered. To surrender her heart and just gave God a complete yes. And that's what it takes. Why? Prophetess Queen, I am so thankful. I'm thankful that especially during this time of resurrection and the finished work of the cross, what Jesus the Christ have done for us. Glory to God. It is amazing. Who would live a life side of Jesus the Christ? There are benefits. I'm thankful, number one, because of my salvation, the fact that he saved me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't leave me to myself. He saved me. Glory to God. I'm thankful. And we don't hear a whole lot on salvation no more. Everybody want to preach prosperity, but nothing wrong with that. I still shout and I still get happy because he saved me. Because he washed me, he cleansed me, glory, he delivered me. I like to tell people, you are saved, you are being saved, and you're going home to be saved. You're delivered, glory to God, you're going on to be delivered. Hallelujah. His creeping power, His power is yet keeping me. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this resurrection. You know what? I was thinking on today as I was preparing to come on to the Your Thankful Thursday. And I thought about what difference Jesus makes. He makes a lot. What is it to this thing coming up on Resurrection Sunday? It makes a difference for him to be alive in our life. You see, man, glory to God, in our nature, man's sin leaves me unlived, wretched lives. And Paul, he talks about in Ephesians, let me get there. I done got all to, when I get in the word, I just get excited because I love to live by the word, to study the word, that I may show myself true. A woman need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. And a lot of people now is going with paradox, wind, and doctrine. But we've got to make sure that we stay steadfast in the works of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2, this one, he says, and ye have been quickened, who were dead within trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we have had our conversation. I tell you, we have. We had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, I like it right there. Oh, God is rich in mercy, his great love wherewith he loved us. Oh my God, when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. Now it says, by grace ye are saved. Grace. Now, you know, some people say, well, you know, real is a sinner saved by grace, but that's not what the text says. He never called you a sinner again. Hallelujah. Not once you received him, you're not. You know, I teach the people to say, sin, glory to God, the sinner man, that's a position. Sin is the condition. The Bible says, he that without sin, glory to God, no man should say that they do not sin, but if they sin, that they are alive. So we sin because of the sin nature. It's a man's sin nature. We sin by way of mission as well as commission. No sin is aware, just aware. So we don't see. We don't see it. Think about salvation. Blood comes. Still believe in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
The blood seals, set free. Glory to God. And this is what he done. He mean for you and to all of us. He died.
Yes.
So that we have life. Yes. And have more abundantly.
Yes, yes.
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 Glory to God. He died. And John 10 and 10, he said, but I have come that you might have life. And have life what?
More
abundantly. Life means the Zoe. So his form, life. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We might have more abundance. It's at the stomach. So what? Still feel undistracted.
Yes.
He said, but that's not why I came that you may have the highest form of life. It's a living. And yes. The believers have to know that there's so many benefits.
Thank you, Lord.
Benefits in salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That we would
have been holy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
To the man, Hallelujah. The next man, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The next man is in control of his life. He is dead. He is because he's in sin.
No.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But lost means living life under the wrath of God when they do not know him and receive salvation. We got to get to the place where we let people know why is salvation important? What is it about Resurrection Sunday? Not just Resurrection Sunday, because every day is a day of thanksgiving.
Yes.
You see, it's a day to be reminded. The fact that I have my life, I live in him, move in him, and him. Glory to God. Salvation is real. Not only that. Glory to God, glorious provisions of our Savior. Isn't
thank
that something?
Jesus, thank you.
Glory
thank you,
to God. He
Jesus.
Gave us love. He gave us his great love.
Yes, Lord.
He loves the sinner. This queen, he loves the sinner. Stay dying and never ceasing love.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
See, most of us, we connect to that phileo love, close love. But God loved us with all that agape love, unconditional love.
Yeah,
glory to
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 31, hallelujah. And Romans 8, 38 through 39, it was this great love, the Father, compelled him to send his son Jesus
yes
to die for our sins.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
God,
the
thank you,
cross.
Jesus.
It
Thank
was
you,
this
Lord.
love, Jesus, to that cross. He said, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. No man takes my life.
Yes, I lay it down.
Don't get it twisted. He was God in flesh. Jesus
yes.
was God. What did I say? No, it was God, the one in the Genesis, why he ran life over me. His will yes. And the Bible says, and man became a living soul.
Yes, yes.
So I put something, gave life to, take, speak my life. Said, no, you cannot, my life, and lay it down.
Yes,
glory
to
my
God.
God. I laid my life down. And then on top of that, he said that I love my friend.
Yes, yes, yes.
All that
we
done. And yet told
him. Amen. Praise God. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
Love.
Hallelujah.
His love.
Thank you, Jesus.
His love for the sinners that calls him to willingly just be that bitter cup.
My Lord Jesus.
Thank God, Father.
Thank you.
Some love of God for the
sins
on today.
Thank
glory
you,
to God.
Your Lord.
He
Thank
gave
you,
us
Lord.
his love. Did he give us his love? He gave us his life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, that's powerful.
When we receive Jesus, he made us alive in him.
Yes.
That was he. That is in me. And see, that is in the world. Glory to
God.
He gave us his life. Hallelujah. We died to sin.
Yes.
And Satan.
Thank you, Jesus.
We died to self.
Thank you,
Jesus.
But
we became alive for the Lord.
Yes.
And I believe this. People, everywhere you go, they don't have this feeling, but they ought to cease the critics.
Praise
inside
God.
Of us.
Hallelujah.
With the lips of God.
Glory to God.
They ought to know something is different.
Yes.
About you.
Hallelujah.
They ought to not read it because this double standard. Honey, I lay my religion down. No, 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 no. We don't take on Christ and lay it down when the flesh want to take over.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. When we get in those places, in those tight places, we can't come out of it, out of the spirit. The Bible tells us to walk in the spirit. So we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Finality. Glory to God.
Praise
that's
God.
What we feed ourselves.
Mm.
That's what we feed ourselves the word, to live the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when things come, you know, to come that we don't like, of course we have feelings.
Yeah.
But that don't mean we come out of character.
Right. That's
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you have to be a big woman of God, a big man of God, to handle things the way that God would handle them.
Right.
Or have us to handle.
Yes.
So that we can continue to be the light.
Yes.
It's that's shining in this dark world.
Yes. Amen.
Prophetess Queen, I think people need to see now.
Yes.
And look at somebody's life and say, that's the life I want to live.
Right.
If you be envious and jealous of something, I'm just saying, yeah, somebody's going to be envious and jealous of something. Well, it ought to be the life of the believer that you are looking at.
Praise God.
What calls you to, you know what? I want that prayer life. I want to live. I want that word life. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, God has blessed me. And I have to say, I'm blessed. And this is not by no stretch of imagination or boasting of myself. But God has blessed me because there are benefits of this of salvation in my life. And I'm a partaker, not only of the benefits, but I'm a partaker of the suffering as well.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can get propped up and pride because of the things, No, no, no. I have not made things my God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. But in all things, I give thanks.
Yes.
You see,
thanks.
For this is the will of God concerning you.
In Christ.
But I think I'm thankful because on your thankful Thursday, there's so much to be thankful.
Yes, yes.
So much.
So much.
To give him praise for.
Yes, and Hallelujah. We are thankful. We are thankful every day, but we just set aside this. Yes, praise God.
Yes.
Glory to
every
God.
Every day that we wake up in the morning.
Yes,
we're thankful.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You have preached. You have fulfilled the mission on today, woman of God. Thank you,
God. By God.
I praise God for you. I thank you. I thank the Lord that our paths crossed years ago. Praise the Lord. And we're back connected, and God is good. He is faithful. He is faithful. And we are thankful. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I knew you would bring it on.
We must stay connected, Prophetess Queen. I love you so much.
I love
and
you.
Just it's just good to see that you're still a faithful runner. You're
Praise
still contending when so many others are falling by the wayside, getting over to seducing spirits and being carried by every wind and doctrine. But to see the saints of God continue. Even as we're living in a time such as this,
and that's a prayer of mine, is for those are falling away, that are turning away because of the hardships of life and the challenges. But we have to remember what Jesus said in John 16 and 33. In the world, you will have tribulations. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some hardships. But he said, but be of good cheer. Be of good courage. Why? For I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to stand on, the word of God. In everything, give thanks, he said. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Not give thanks for everything, because there are some sufferings. You mentioned that word suffering that we go through. But if we would look for and focus on what he is doing, even while we are going through, we can still be thankful. Be thankful.
Yes.
Thank in everything. Not for everything. But as the people of God, we have to realize that what he allows in our life, it is always for purpose. But those that are turning away and falling away, but we pray for their return. Those that have backslidden, those that have been deceived by the enemy, because we know that's his game plan. It hadn't changed. His agenda is still the same. He wants to deceive people and make them think that God is not for them, that God is holding out on them. And especially when they're praying, you know, and there are no immediate results to their prayer. So they think, okay, that's it. So many are feeling unloved, but as you mentioned, he gave us his love and his life. That was powerful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the 17th verse of John 3 says, he did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Glory to God.
Yes.
And this is the message. Yeah. This is what the deeds, the wonderful acts, the provision that he has made for us. We want people to know. And in finding out, and when they think of this and think on this and begin to seek the Lord and find him, they can be blessed as well. But as the psalmist says, talk of his wondrous work. And we have heard your testimony, the journey. Now, you know, Mansfield is in my neck of the woods. I was born in Logansport, Louisiana.
Oh, you're right up there, just up the road.
Right up the road. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to have to come visit. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and that's what it is, me eventually connecting with intercessors all over, and they have the opportunity to come out on the grounds in a private place.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That we Praise know God. That has been sanctified and set apart.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes.
For us to come in and to worship the Lord Praise and be refreshed God. And Praise restored. God.
Right.
Thank you, and I love you so much.
Love you too. So we're going to close out. Father, we thank you so very much, and we pray that what has gone forth on today, hallelujah, that someone will hear and watch and be blessed. And we pray for those that have not received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that they will invite him in. If they don't believe, I pray that they will just ask you, Lord Jesus, are you real? Reveal yourself to me, and he will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that our coming is not in vain. And sharing this platform, this podcast, is what you have commissioned me to do. And because of that, hallelujah, people will be blessed. Lives will be changed. Hearts will be mended. Brokenness will be healed in Jesus' name. I thank you for this woman of God who has poured out today. And for that, we are thankful for everything that you have done, and for that you've already purposed that may not have manifested in the physical. We give you praise, honor, and glory, our great God. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for sacrificing your life. For giving your life. And most important, we thank you for picking it up again, resurrection. And because you are the resurrection and the life, you are the way, the truth, and the life, we are thankful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, once again, thank you so very much, woman of God. And I would like to invite anyone that may have a testimony of God's faithfulness, God's goodness, God's healing, whatever the Lord has done for you, and you are willing to tell the world, hallelujah, what he has done. As the psalmist say, talk of all his wonderful work. Call up on his name. Give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is good and his mercy endure forever. And until our next episode, God bless you. Woman of God, once again, thank you. And we are signing off now.